Hi there, and welcome to the One Pres Pod, a podcast for First Presbyterian Church in Fort Smith. On this podcast, we talk about all things related to faith and the life of followers of Jesus. Join us. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the One Pres Pod. It's me, Phil Blackburn.
And Tasha Blackburn. Good to be with you guys. We have had a request from a listener, let's say an avid listener.
An unnamed avid listener.
And we promise listeners that we won't make this regular.
Won't we?
But no, we won't. But they have requested that we have in our kind of softball time at the beginning, if we would mention Taylor Swift again. So I'll just say what I know about Taylor Swift as of this week, okay?
Because things have changed.
Oh, boy, things have changed. Now, we had some members of the church go to Nashville, and while they were there, they went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And they sent back pictures to me of, I guess in the Country Music Hall of Fame, there is a Taylor Swift Education Center. Mm-hmm. And I went and showed that picture to our daughter, mm-hmm. who is a super fan, and she said, Mom, you know you can get a major. You can major in college in Taylor Swift.
Wow.
That's my update on what I know about Taylor Swift this week.
Well, who knew? You know, I think, Tasha, I think that Taylor Swift's really something. And I think
there's some sparkle there.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think she's going to be
gonna
big.
She's going to catch on. She's going to be big. Yeah.
She's going to be big. But, you know, as we think about, like, about God, sometimes you need to leave a blank space.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible. For anyone who knows the Taylor Swift discography, you just made our segue in Taylor Swift world, right? So, all right, segue we will.
I hope you enjoyed it, avid listener.
Blank space. Here we go. So, yeah, we are. We're moving on to a new subject matter. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this for 5, 6, maybe 7 weeks.
Maybe forever.
And we're going to talk about how we talk about God in a way that maybe tries to better focus on mystery and awe and what we can't know. Mm-hmm. Rather than always laying out, oh, we can know all these things, mm-hmm. and listing them off. We're going to do that for a few weeks.
We are, yes.
Yeah. So can I get the fancy lingo out of the way first?
Yeah, let's get the fancy lingo out of the way.
Okay. Well, there's two main umbrellas within the language we use about God, and I know you need to use these at fancy places from now on to appear smart. The one is cataphatic, and the other is apophatic. And no, it is not words about cats and words about appliances.
That was my guess.
I know. Cataphatic, okay, just very broadly, is what we would all be used to. It's this belief that God is knowable, mm-hmm. and we can use language we know to really approximate what God's like. That's cataphatic. So God is all-knowing. God is amazing. God is great. God mm-hmm. is almighty. That would be some cataphatic statements. We make them all the time. We make mm-hmm. them all the time. And the apophatic is from a starting place that says God is unknowable. God is not like humans. And so our language is not going to be appropriate. And the closest we can get mm-hmm. is to talk about what God is not.
Mm-hmm. So you're still using language here in these in the apophatic category, but the language you're using is negated language. I won't say negative, but it's negated. It's like God is not these things. We're still talking about God. We're yeah. still using words to describe God, but the big difference here is instead of saying God is love, you would say God is not hate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to spend some time talking over these next few weeks in an apophatic way. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about what God is not.
We're going to practice that muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was Thomas Aquinas who gave us that language for it. He was the one who way, way back, you know, when he lived, he said, we can't know what God is. We can only know what God is not. Mm-hmm. And he didn't mean it in a negative sense. He meant it more from a humble yourself sense. Mm-hmm. Have some humility here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we went online, you know, and started the podcast, I said, you know, sometimes our language is so limited to us because I use the same word for nachos that I use for God. You know, these right. nachos are great. God is great.
Right.
Let's have some humility here. Let's have some mystery and some awe.
Yeah. And so by talking in that category, what we're acknowledging in some ways is the poverty of language, right? So always our language, when you say, you know, or when I say, I love my daughter, mm-hmm. right? The word love has to carry a lot of freight there that it doesn't have to carry when I say, I love Oklahoma Sooners football. Mm-hmm. Same word, mm-hmm. but it reflects the impoverished nature of human language. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit abstract, this conversation, but that's the mindset we need to get into as we do these podcasts and do this series when we start talking about what God is not. Mm-hmm. And so we think about the ways in which our language is just an improper expression. It's the best we have, but it's not good enough mm-hmm. for the big things in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a bit abstract, but yet some of this is really down to earth and happening mm-hmm. to us all the time. Mm-hmm. We could point to some extreme examples where we have felt it in our gut mm-hmm. that ain't right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see a televangelist, you know, lounging about on a gold-plated piano mm-hmm. And telling you, well, this is what God is. Mm-hmm. And we feel in our gut, we're like, I don't mm-hmm. think so, and I'm not sure you should speak so casually right. about it, right? Or if we see the KKK... Mm-hmm. or white supremacists making claims, well, this is who God is, and acting like they have all the answers, and the answers involve these things. Mm-hmm. We know like that, mm-hmm. and we get bombarded with that kind of stuff all the time, hopefully in less extreme examples, but right. we do get bombarded by it with a lot of people wanting to tell us, I know exactly what God is like. Right. Just let me tell you.
And for you and me, we kind of chafe against this, right? Like the more certainty somebody speaks about God with, the more skeptical I am of kind of what their view is. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say we have no certainty or don't have truth, but it's just like we talked about a few weeks ago. I mean, our truth is a person. It's not a set of words.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the ways I think that maybe here's a little way we can think about how this is useful. Let's think about gendered language around God.
Yeah.
You and I both have heard God referred to as she.
Yeah.
So, that pronoun replaces the masculine pronoun.
Yeah,
so
that's, it's always a little jarring.
It is a little jarring, and that's one way to do it. You can say the same thing by simply saying God is not male. Mm-hmm. Less jarring, I think, for mm-hmm. most people. I think if you sat down with most people, even those who use exclusively male language around God as father, he, him, I think if you said to them, but you know God is not like a man, most of them would say, well, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you said...
The triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right. There's some masculine language right there, right? But that triune God is not a guy.
Right. Yeah. He's not a dude.
Not a dude.
You're right. It's not Lebowski. And so, but when you say, you know, she who is, for example, which is the title of a famous feminist theology book, that causes a different reaction. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, if we want to enter into a conversation, for example, around gender and the divine, apophatic theology may be a better doorway for some people mm-hmm. than others. Other theologians would say, no, you need the jarring female language, mm-hmm. and that's a good argument, and we could discuss that. But for our purposes here, seeing how you can say something in the negative mm-hmm. and have it be a doorway to a broader understanding is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about some of the themes we are going to cover in the coming weeks, because I think maybe that'll give a little flesh mm-hmm. to the bones mm-hmm. of what we mean by all of this. It feels kind of up there right mm-hmm. now, and that's not all we mean about it.
Why don't you say what book we're using? Because we are using a book for this.
Oh, we're beg, borrowing, and stealing mm-hmm. left and right here, everybody. Of course we are. It's a book called God Is Not by D. Brent Latham. He's the editor of the book. Each chapter is going to be a different author. But we're going to be looking at these topics. So, like, next week, we're going to talk about how God is not one of us. And
Joan Osborne.
I know that Joan Osborne song. I like that song,
too. I know.
But God is not one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not your pal.
Not a stranger on the bus, not just trying to make his way home.
You had to say more lines. So
well,
I
just
feel
was
even
helping
worse
people
about
know
it.
Okay. Exactly which song
then the
we're
next
about.
Week, I don't even know if I want to say the next week one. Well, this will get some intrigue.
Here
up.
We go.
God is not nice. Mm-hmm. God is not nice. Does not fit in the categories mm-hmm. that we place around nice.
Yep. They're going to like the next couple even better.
Oh, boy. Here we go, everybody. It's coming to home now. God is not an American. Mm-hmm. God is not American. That's yep. That is just a true statement.
Right.
God is not a capitalist.
Whoa.
I was going to say.
Now hold your horses
this
there.
This makes the John Osborne stuff look easy.
It looks easy, doesn't it? Yeah.
God is not a capitalist.
Don't tell Taylor Swift that God is not a capitalist.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, God is not religious. Mm-hmm. God is not religious. Mm-hmm. Those terms are chosen very particularly. Mm-hmm. So I want to be careful with that. And we'll be digging into each of those one at a time. But that's what we mean, where lots of times the cataphatic side, the God is knowable, I can use language about God, human beings are even kind of like God, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. That's great, and it can get you really far sometimes. But if we really start kind of lining ourselves up and putting our arm around God and going, see, God's just like me.
Right.
I'm an American. God must be an American. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in capitalism. I'm sure mm-hmm. that means God believes in capitalism. You know, that's right. Where we can tease
right.
it out.
Right. And so the apophatic language does help us with that kind of idolatry that comes with fashioning a Christianity in the image we want it. Mm-hmm. Right. Because mm-hmm. What that negation does is it separates our preferred values from God a little bit. It gives some distance, mm-hmm. Which is important. Like, you want to have an intimate God that is present in your life, but you also don't want to have God too domesticated, where it's like, you know, the whole Buddy Jesus from the movie Dogma, right? If you've ever seen that. Like, you don't want to have God so close to you that there's no otherness. There's no separation.
He doesn't fit in your pocket.
Right. You've got to maintain, when the Old Testament talks about the fear of the Lord, what they mean is awe. Mm-hmm. And you need to, this language helps us, I think, a little bit with awe and wonder. Mm-hmm. Because these chapters and many other things we could talk about all remind us that God is not, does not have our values. Mm-hmm. We try to have God's values, and on our best day, maybe. Mm-hmm. But God's not out there just
my lying. Ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts,
that's
saith
right.
the Lord. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I was also going to say that, what was I going to say, Philip?
I was
going to say that one of the things we can think about is, what was I going to say, Philip?
This is really good, and I wish we had the ability
really
to edit
great.
These. But you know, but we will. So we will move on from whatever you're going to think about it here in a second. But I think I was thinking about too. What? We're totally derailed now. I was thinking about what other language would I use around God? Like, what other kind of categories would I use if I were expanding this book today? And I was thinking about our friends at Central Prez down the street. You know, they used some apophatic language around Jesus on their sign.
Yeah.
We're friends with Stephen Kurtz, who's the pastor there, and I know they got some pushback on it, but their sign says Jesus isn't white, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So they didn't say Jesus was probably brown. They didn't put that on the sign. They went with the negative, Jesus isn't white. And it was jarring for people and upsetting. Mm-hmm. For some of the people, I guess, that drove by that sign and felt they had to call the church. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's probably a factual statement. And again, when you get into that, okay, this was jarring, right? Like, if you heard that list, Jesus isn't capitalist, and that jarred you, mm-hmm. that's a moment then for asking some questions of yourself. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Why did that mm-hmm. jar me?
And why one and not the other?
Right.
Or whatever. Well, I think this gets to the crux of this issue is a few weeks ago, teaching that class on Karl Barth, that guy who was a big theologian 50, 60, 70 years ago. And he wrote thousands of pages, and you and I had to read a bunch of them, and it was just, it went on and on, right? The crux of all his statements are, God is God and you are not.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
God is God, and you ain't. Mm-hmm. He was German. I don't think he would have used ain't.
I don't think he would have either.
But that really is the crux of it. And we want, we have a lot of language in the church about this, and we have a lot of language in our singing about it, and it's wonderful that we want to be close to Jesus. We want to abide mm-hmm. with him, right? Be near me. Oh, Lord, I ask thee to stay right close by me. That's Christmas coming up soon. But that's beautiful. But without that kind of sense of knowing your place as well, mm-hmm. it can become its own idolatry. Mm-hmm. He is not what you fashion him to be.
Right.
To fit your lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think we've kind of established the foundation here. And I would encourage people, as we get into this, think about your knots. Like, how would you, if we asked you, the listener, to finish the sentence, God is not, what would you put in? And don't choose something that's easy, right? Like, don't say...
Well, maybe start with easy, but don't
stop
with
easy. You can start with,
easy,
like, God yeah. is not a terrorist. Okay. Great. Like, everybody's hopefully pretty on board with that.
Yeah.
You know, but try and get a little bit further down the road into your worldview and make it rub a little bit. Make it chafe just a touch. Mm-hmm. And then see how using that type of language helps you in your own faith, because that's the goal here. Like, it's mm-hmm. this is not doctrinal. This is about helping you understand and approach and have a relationship with the God that we are trying to worship.
Exactly. The goal is devotional.
Right.
It is not to know more. Mm-hmm. It is to grow closer.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. So next week then will be no Taylor Swift talk, and we will be talking about
God. Lilith Fair.
Okay. God, no, not Lilith Fair either, although I have the t-shirt. We will be talking about God is not one of us.
Not one of us, mm-hmm. yep. So listen to the Joan Osborne song.
Exactly.
Ahead of next week.
And then tune in.
If we knew how to edit and get permission, we would include that song for you next week. But we don't, so, and we don't have permission anyway.
You could play it with a nose whistle.
We could. That would be great. Whew. Not great, Bob. All right. Anyway, Tasha, anything else to say this week?
I think that's it.
We will have a special emergency pod for you later in the weekend when Tasha remembers what she was going to say.
It was the Carl Barth stuff.
Oh, was it the Barth
yeah.
stuff? Oh, great. All right. All right, everybody. That's enough of this. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Until then, peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the One Prez Pod. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you found it, and go to oneprez.org for more information about First Presbyterian Church. Until next time, peace.